inside a Chem house, an Alawite place of worship in the Turkish city of Gaziantep, close to Syria. The rituals, music and dance are alien to most other Muslim worshippers, as is the canvas picturing the 12 holy imams. Alawites here feel their religion is little understood, and the conflict in Syria is making it worse. The leader, or dede, of the Chem house, Hüseyin Keskin, says the Turkish government has taken sides against the Alawites.
It's obvious who the Turkish government supports in Syria. They are itching the scratch. They are making the problems worse in Syria.
Keskin complains that, as a minority, Alawites suffer in Turkey.
The government sees us as different from themselves. They never take care of any of our problems.
Such sentiments echo the fears of Alawites in Syria. If President Assad, himself an Alawite, falls, many minorities, including Christians and Druze, fear Sunni dominance. Opposition members say the Syrian government depicts the uprising as a radical Sunni insurgency that Alawites must confront. The Turkish city of Antakya, near the border, has a similar ethnic mosaic. In the bazaar, the Syrian crisis dominates conversation. Spice seller Seve Düzgün says that Turkey has made the situation in Syria worse.
I myself am an Alawite, but I don't think the most important thing should be whether you are a Sunni or an Alawite. It should be about human values.
The conflict in Syria has largely divided the people of Antakya along religious and sectarian lines, although many are careful to keep their opinions quiet. But there is one thing that unites many of the storeholders in this ancient bazaar, and that is the dramatic fall-off in business since the conflict began. Antakya is a shopping destination for Syrians, but now few make the trip. Tahir Aboud did make that journey. An Alawite, Aboud nevertheless has been a pro-democracy activist for many years.
Especially when you are Alawi, so you are so dangerous for them. You have to be punished twice.
Aboud says he was jailed and tortured for several months last year before escaping to Turkey and leaving many family members behind.
The whole body of the revolution is a civil one. There is Christians, there is Alawi, there is Druze, there is Sunni. You can kill a person in body. You can kill thousands. But you cannot kill an ideology. So they are trying in vain to kill this ideology of the revolution.
Aboud says the Syrian revolution is not about religion or race, but about overthrowing a dictator, and he hopes to return to a free Syria. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Antakya, Turkey.